Hi, this is Cassie, Digital Marketing Officer for The Junction, and I'm joined by Associate Bryony in a brand new office here. We're just going to talk today about Bryony, your new project, 7 Day Drunk. And in our previous blog post, we talked about the process of that, where you'd be drunk for 7 days and making art. So we just want to know, how did it go?
It went okay. It was different days. First couple of days were very serious because I was sober and then quite not very slightly drunk. To like all the way through the week, euphoric on this third day, crashed and burned by about the Saturday, a lot of crying on that day, and then Sunday was kind of back to quite jolly. So it was an emotional roller coaster really, but it was good, lots of art made.
Yeah. And as part of that process, you opened up your studio space at the end of each day, to audience members to come in and give feedback. And how was that?
Oh, it was quite odd because it was quite clinical. They got given like a clipboard with loads of forms from this IT man that were like tick box forms, like quite mathematical.
Yeah.
And everyone took it really seriously. And I wasn't allowed to chat in between the little bits of art that I was showing, whereas normally I'd be really like, oh, welcome to my home, and really welcoming. It was quite clinical and sterile, so it was okay, but it was a bit serious. But I think it's changed the way in which I'm approaching the work. It's going to be a little bit clinical. It's going to be a little bit institutionalized, which I quite like.
Yeah, sounds interesting. What was your best moment from the week?
Oh my God, the best moment was on the Friday where I was at 0.8, which is like the equivalent of drinking six shots of vodka and then staying at that point all day, so it's quite hammered. At 9 o'clock, we had to get in a cab, like Addison Lee cab, and go to North London and do a gig. And two film crew came with me, my carer, my producer, my boyfriend, and my two best friends in a cab with the cameras on me, like in a clown outfit. And I went to do a gig, and that was the best bit, because it's the first time I've been out for a week, and everybody was staring at me because I had all these cameras on me. And it was so strange. I was hammered and trying to sort of hold it together doing a performance. Like, it was the most surreal but most fun I've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wicked.
And what was your worst moment on the week?
There was a moment where I was trying to, it's like on a Saturday where I had a proper breakdown. Not a breakdown, but like a proper like emotional recoil. I was trying to write something, but my hand couldn't hold a pen. I was that drunk. And I was trying to write a poem and I couldn't do it, and I knew that there'd be points where I couldn't do certain things, but definitely by this point I couldn't get up and dance, like I couldn't walk. And I just, after about half an hour of just like trying to make my brain do what I wanted it to do on the page, I just was just like, I can't make art anymore! And like in a drunken stupor, just cried and called my mum on the camera and was like, Mum, I just can't make work. And she was just like, she told her what to say to me. She said, stop being a div, go and make some art. And I was like, okay, put the phone down and carried on. So there's a couple of moments where, like, when you're really drunk after the pub and you just start crying.
Yeah.
That happened, and I was just like, oh, this is like, looking back at it and the footage is just like so embarrassing.
Yeah. That's what we kind of want to lead on to next is what you're doing now. You're going through all the film footage and feedback, and how's that?
It's okay, it's 137 hours of it. So I'm having to be quite shrewd. I'm sitting with my headphones on. I've been doing it for 3 days. I'm only on day three. I've got to try and finish it by the end of Sunday. I'm just telling the filmmakers the clips that I want. But yeah, it's okay. It's weird watching yourself back, especially watching yourself back drunk.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's interesting.
You find out a lot about yourself.
Yeah, like how slowly my brain was working.
Yeah.
Like, because I can see, like, oh yeah, that's something good. And then it's like, takes me about half an hour to realise that I'm making something okay. And then I'm cottoning onto things really slowly
Okay.
when I'm drunk.